Nurses are one of the strongest and bravest people on this earth, and it truly takes a special person to commit and sacrifice for the needs of others. And what some people may not know is nurses have an impact not only within the healthcare facilities, but our communities as well. Today, I have on the phone with me Ms. Sandra Webb Booker of the Chicago Chapter of National Black Nurses. Welcome.
Thank you. So glad to be with you. I think that nurses have a significant impact, and it's already been documented many times because we are trusted. Our consumers, whether they be individuals that we live with in the community or whether they're individuals that we interface with in the hospital or other healthcare venues, that they trust us, that they believe that we definitely advocate for their well-being. So therefore, I think that because of our past histories and because of our sincerity and our love, and also because we advocate for patients, that's why we are perceived in such a positive manner. I can tell you that in terms of my past history, I'm a graduate of the University of Illinois College of Nursing from the class of 1976. I've operated in the medical and healthcare communities as a medical surgical nurse, specializing in the care of kidney transplant clients, burns and plastic surgeries, gastrointestinal, and also pediatric emergency room. I've been a nurse educator with Chicago State University over since the 1980s. And then from there, I was a nurse administrator over the Chicago Public Schools Practical Nursing Program. And oh my goodness, that dates from 1993 all the way to 2014. And in addition to that, I am a retired colonel with the United States Army Nurse Corps in the reserve, and I served as in that capacity from 1984 to 2014.
So every year, starting out Black History Month, that's February 1st, the NBNA visits the Capitol Hill. What exactly takes place?
Every year, the first Thursday in the month of February, Black nurses come to Capitol Hill, and we come there in recognition of National Black Nurses Day, which was declared on Monday, February the 5th, 1988. It was on a Monday, February 5th, 1988, when Charles Rango, who was a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, brought forth the proclamation about the contributions that Black nurses make to the healthcare arena. And while we're there, we partake in a series of scholarly, so I say, symposiums and presentations. We have pharmaceutical companies that come and share with us the recent updates in terms of what's happening with various mechanisms they have to service those who are poor and minority that are in need of medication and do not have the resources to be able to afford them. We go to Capitol Hill. We lobby with our legislators. We are particularly concerned about money that's available for nurses to continue their education. We're concerned about health care in general, whether it be updates, whether it be the fact that there is things that are prohibiting the expansion of nursing services. So we're there really to advocate on behalf of our constituents and the entire healthcare community in terms of what we see is needed in order to advance and make the healthcare system better.
And this explains why it's important for diversity to exist within the healthcare, specifically
yes,
with Black nurses.
Exactly, exactly.
You guys are our representatives. Now, moving over to this event, this annual event that happens here in Chicago, please give me the background of it and what happens.
Okay, so since this was declared in 1988, in Chicago, every year we have a celebration whereby we acknowledge those nurses in the Chicagoland area and their contributions to improvements in the healthcare arena. And each year we select a specific specialty area to acknowledge.
Okay.
So this year we're acknowledging nurses who specialize in public health, community health, correctional health, as well as healthcare advocacy.
Now, how are these people chosen?
Well, what happens is that we do like publicity blitz where we get out to the hospitals and to the schools of nursing, to the community health facilities, and we make it known that this year we're looking for nurses who have this expertise, who are exceptional, and we'd like for them to please recommend those nurses and to submit to us letters of recommendation, as well as have the specific nurse to present her credentials to us and a summary of his or her, shall I say, both male and female, his or her accomplishments and why they are worthy of such recognition. So if they come from the hospital, basically, hospital representatives take care of that. If they come from the public health arena, those administrators at those locations do the same.
Wow, I'm sure this is a pretty difficult task because there are so many nurses that people recommend, I'm sure, right?
Yes, it is an arduous task to go through all of the letters of recommendations and the resumes and things of that sort. It is.
Well, I think it's an awesome thing that you guys do recognize nurses, the black nurses in particular. It's broken down by different chapters for the MBNA. How many chapters is in Chicago?
We have two chapters in Chicago. We have the Greater Illinois chapter, which is really outside of Chicago. It's in like the west suburbs. And then we have the Chicago chapter.
We have three other ladies.
Yes, we do.
Will be on the line as well. Okay. Now we have Miss Patricia Price of the Lambda Pi Alpha Nursing Sorority.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I would like to know, what's your role?
Well, I'm a member of the Lambda Pi Alpha Nursing Sorority, and I'm the current bachelor for 2 years. And we have been a part of this organization for several years, and it is wonderful to be a component part. Also, I would like to say that I'm a recipient of an honoree of the Black Nurses Celebration Day in the area of ministry. And so with Lambda Pi Alpha Sorority, it has a beautiful history. If you'd like for me to tell you
something about it.
Okay. The lady that inspires all of us in Lambda Pi Alpha is Huldah Margaret Little. And she had passion. She had a vision in the state of Nashville, Tennessee. It just really touched my heart and it inspired me because I think what she recognized in her career, she identified that there was a need with black people, a need for health care. And she was pursuant of that in the sense that in 1930, she established at Meharry Medical College of Nursing in Nashville the first black nurses organization of Lambda Pi Alpha.
Okay.
Then she was granted a charter in the state of Tennessee in 1932. And the blessing of this, you know, once people see things are happening, in 1931, seven chapters were established. Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Kansas City, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, and New Orleans, Louisiana. In 1934, we formed the Beta Mu chapter of Lambda Pi Alpha. We formed our own sorority here. And this was done by Providence Hospital. And we're so proud of that membership and what it has offered to the community, to our nursing students, and to our professional nurses. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. As we know that you guys do step out into the communities, what's some of the things that you guys put together for the community?
Okay, we have 10 operating committees. Mm-hmm. Our community service committee kind of steers what we do in our community. I want to talk about some current things. Just in December, we gave hats, scarves, and gloves to the elementary school. It was, I think, about two classes to bless those children because many of them didn't have those things. Also, our community service has been a part of the Bud Billigan Parade for many years, participating in that. Also, we are involved with the nursing homes and providing services to the elderly that can't do things for themselves. Also, our community service, they are involved with other groups and communities involved, like we do health fairs. We've been involved with churches as far as doing blood pressures on a regular basis. Sometimes it has been monthly. We also provide seminars.
Okay.
We also provide services not only just to our community, but also to prepare our nurses to be a part of the community.
Wow, that's awesome. It's amazing that you guys already put in a lot of effort and you sacrifice a lot with helping people in the health field, but then also take out your time to go out into our communities and educate other people. I commend you on that. And from yourself, could you tell us or share with us some of the leading health issues that affect Black Americans?
Yes, I think the number one problem, and I've seen the increase of it, is diabetes.
Okay.
I have been a part of the Diabetic Association. I have done Diabetic Sunday programs to educate people on the causes of diabetes, and also through the University of Chicago, teaching people how to live with chronic diseases. Also working through the University of Chicago in teaching family obese children that are found in the school system, and working with the family and educating on them how to improve their health with their diet and with their exercise. Also, hypertension, which claims a lot of lives, and when I did a research project when I got my master's in health education, I found working at the Board of Education that many people were dying of heart attacks and different things, high blood pressure problems. This condition is a silent killer, and many did not know that they had these conditions from the research.
Wow.
And it's many other things, I think, that affect us, but we must take the holistic approach. Mm-hmm. That means looking at not only just the physical and the emotional part of our existence, but spiritual.
That's right.
Looking at, you know, who we are and what God is in our lives, and that we can do all things through Him that strengthens us.
That's right. Ms. Patricia Price, thank you so much for sharing that information with us. Now, we also have on the line Ms. Toni Oates of the Chi Eta Phi Nursing Sorority.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for joining us on Chipedia Podcast as well.
Yes.
And please break down your role.
Currently, I am the president of Alpha Eta Chapter of Chi Eta Phi Sorority here in the city of Chicago. Chi Eta Phi Sorority was founded in 1932 at Freeman Hospital. It was founded by 12 nurses by a grant that was willed to them by Daniel Hale Williams when he passed away. And they used that money to start Chi Eta Phi Sorority because they were not allowed to join the nursing organizations that were predominantly white. And they wanted to have an organization that addressed the concerns of the population of the people that they took care of. Alpha Beta was chartered in 1980 here in the city of Chicago. And currently we have approximately 50 active members, but we have a roster of 210 members. Alpha Eta Chapter and Chi Eta Phi Sorority, we have 7 health initiatives. The predominant one is health and disease promotion and prevention. Our motto is Service for Humanity. And we, on a regular basis throughout the year, we have designated programs that we educate and go out in the community. February was Heart Truth Month, and we have an agreement and relationship partnership with the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association. And so we go out, and they provide us with all the education, and we make arrangements to go out in the community to educate the community, provide them with pamphlets. We take blood pressures. We educate. We review medications with them. And frequently, we have to send them immediately to a hospital because in our population, our community, we have a high non-compliance, or they're miseducated on how to take their medication correctly. In March, which is next month, we have a relationship with the National Kidney Foundation, Kidney and Disease Foundation, and it's called Kidney Month. So they provide us with education. And so in March, we make arrangements to go into faith-based communities, and we do education again on kidney disease, chronic kidney disease, and the correlation between diabetes, hypertension, and kidney disease. In April, we have a city partnership with Gift of Hope. So we'll do organ donation education, and we just every month we have a different month that we specifically focus in on. However, throughout the year, specifically in the spring and summertime, we participate in many, many health fairs, and during those health fairs, we do everything. We do kidney education, we do blood pressure screening, we do organ donation, we participate in breast cancer education and referral, especially in the areas where there's a high incidence of morbidity and mortality with African-American women with cancer or breast cancer. We also give out scholarships, which is greatly needed for our students to continue in their education from an LPN to an RN, an RN with their bachelor's up to their master's degree. We have chapters throughout the United States, the Virgin Islands, and we did have a chapter in Liberia, so we don't have that. But in the state of Illinois, we have two chapters, and in the Middle West, which includes Illinois, we have approximately 14 chapters. In Alpha Eta chapter, which is my chapter, in April, we will be hosting our regional conference here in Oak Brook, Illinois, which will consist of approximately 30 chapters throughout the Midwest, which accounts for approximately 450 African-American women coming to Oak Brook for, we call it our educational workshop seminar, and it's 3 days.
Wow, you ladies I love how you're going out into the community and doing so much.
Right, and then we also, during that, we would like to invite all nurses to join us, because the majority of our events are open to the nursing population or community, that they can come and see about Chi Eta Phi sorority and Alpha Eta chapter. Because I think you mentioned in the beginning, your introduction, very few people know that they are nursing sororities. They know about the Greek sororities, but they do not know that they are nursing sororities that are specifically for professional nurses.
Wow. And where can you get more information with joining this?
They can go to our website, alphaeta-chiedify.org, or they can just Google Alpha Eta Chapter Nursing Sorority, and they can find that information.
Thank you, Ms. Toni Oakes, for that information.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And lastly on the line, we have Mrs. Louise Brodnax. She is representing the Provident Hospital Nurses Alumni. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. I enjoyed this talk, this conference myself.
Okay. I know, but you have so much history, I know, that really would just bring all this into perspective. As far as Black nurses is concerned, what's some of the struggles that Black nurses have had to endure?
Some of the problems, some of the situations. It's just so many of them, so when we get busy, we attack them and get them out the way and open up for something else new. And the question is, Reverend Dan, he did the first open-heart surgery here in Chicago at Provident Hospital.
You say Reverend Dan. Is that
Dr. Dan?
Dr. Daniel L. Williams, correct?
Yes,
but
I'm sorry.
They called him Reverend Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
We call him Dr. Dan, Reverend Dan.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's homework.
Yeah.
Now, let me get busy now. Provident Hospital was an institution that has provided well over a century of service to the Chicago communities. And this is why this service that we provide throughout the city of Chicago, it makes me feel good to hear the talks and the reminders of our coworkers here. We have come together as a group of dedicated women. We are more determined to unite our efforts, bringing about brighter tomorrows, and to seek peace, love, and joy, happiness, while coping with the many, many situations. Diverse situations come, challenges that we just learn about, or we get busy, and what did you do last year? What did you do about this situation? And we come together to solve these problems. We must continue to share ideas to enhance the programs and the projects of our noble organization. And may we also charter the course for our youth, and that they may become men and women of tomorrow for our responsibility. Provident first opened its doors on January the 22nd, 1891. It was founded primarily to provide nursing education for black women. Dr. Reverend Lewis Reynolds, a pastor at St. Stephen's, which I have met and been a part of his church and surroundings, he had a discussion with his sister about becoming a nurse. So what happened, they refused her because she was black. So Dr. Dan said to Reverend Reynolds that perhaps it is the moment for us to come together to start a hospital for our own and train them to be nurses. On January the 23rd, 1891, Provident Hospital Training School for Nurses opened its door. And would you believe that 61 years later, the same doors were opened at Provident Hospital to train me into my noble profession? The first Provident Hospital building was a two-story frame house. It had only 15 beds, and we were dealing with about 7,000 black persons here in Chicago in need of care. Provident Hospital continued to grow during the years. The School of Nursing was closed in 1966. So I don't want to repeat all of the wonderful work that my coworkers have started, but I have worked for the Chicago Department of Health for 33 years. I have now retired. But I'm still hanging in with them. They're young and jumping and getting around, but I'm holding on, you know. So I get one hand or the other. And it just makes me feel so good to be a part of this membership this day. Provident Hospital, as I stated, opened its doors. And I was lucky and wonderful that somehow that I was able to come in the doors. And I was so happy. I had to get a napkin to listen to their stories here. That was really good. It was really good for me.
Wow, I'm amazed, and I definitely want to thank all of you ladies, noble women, for sharing with me and with us such history as this is Black History Month, and educating us on how important black nurses are in our community. We definitely appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And I definitely want you to talk more to me about this event that's happening this year.
Okay, thank you. This is Toni Oakes, president of Alpha Eta Chapter Chi Eta Phi Sorority. Our event is being held on Friday, February 23rd. It's being held at Apostolic Faith Church on 38th and Indiana, 3823 South Indiana. We will be honoring nurses in the area of community health, public health, and correctional health. Mm-hmm. There will be a speaker for which the nurses, registered nurses, can get a contact hour, which we all need for our licensure renewal. So there's a lot of benefits. It also serves as an opportunity for many of us to reconnect with our nursing colleagues that we have not seen for years, last year or year before. So it's a good networking opportunity. Our program starts at 6 o'clock. And we also have some vendors that support nursing in their practices. I do believe we'll have Drexel University there, and they support, and they, for people who want to continue their education, there may be a hospital there who's looking for nurses if someone's looking for a job. And we all nurses are looking for a job in this economy right now. And we also have something that is very special, is that we have a part of our program that we pay honor to the nurses who have left us this past year. We call it Libations, which is culturally based in the African-American community. So we invite all nurses to come out and join us at 6 o'clock at Apostolic Faith Church, which is 3823 South Indiana.